You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The knack in knick-knack is the same knack as the knack you might have for, say, spotting a valuable knick-knack at a garage sale.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
So when I think of knickknacks, I think about these Boyd's Bears figurines that my mom used to have around the house on shelves here and there. Or actually, I used to have a collection of frogs that could certainly be described as knickknacks. Lots of figurines and such.
I had little China animal figurines when I was a kid. Those were my knickknacks. I used to collect them.
Do you still have them?
I don't
have my frogs either.
That is the way with knickknacks, perhaps. This is a great word when you step back from it. And I, having never really thought about this word, had not made the connection between knickknacks and having a knack for something, which is a phrase that I use. Do you use that to someone has a knack for something?
Yeah, I can use that.
So let's talk about where this word comes from. Knickknack is a reduplicated form where you get the double form and a change in the vowel of knack. In that way, knickknack is like flip-flop, zigzag, mishmash. We like to do this in English. Now, knack can mean a couple of things. When we look at its earliest meanings, it could mean a trick or artifice, and sometimes a deceitful trick. What I like about knack is that it then develops a more positive meaning. Words often do not develop more positive meanings over their life, but this one does, where it comes to be used to talk about an ingenious method or skill, which is now how we often use knack. If you have a knack for something, you have a skill. Perhaps it is an ingenious skill. Then knack, by Shakespeare's time, by the 17th century, could refer to a toy or a trinket. That meaning of knack is now obsolete, and it may be obsolete because of knick-knack. So knick-knack comes in right around the same time. In its earliest life, it could also refer to a trick or a slight, but it picks up this meaning of a piece of furniture, a little trifle, any sort of ornament, a trinket, and that is how we get the current knick-knack, which has been in the language a long time. When I looked at knick-knack and you look at the definitions, one of the words that comes up as a synonym is gimcrack.
I've never heard that. How do you spell that?
G-I-M-C-R-A-C-K. Now, gimcrack is actually an old word. It comes into English in the 14th century, maybe coming in from a French word. At its earliest point in English, it refers to the inlaid work in wood. But from there, it comes to refer to a fanciful notion and then to a showy thing or an ornamental thing, perhaps a useless ornamental thing, which is gimcrack. I looked up gimcrack in the corpus of contemporary American English, and you do find it. You find it more often used as an adjective than as a noun. And as an adjective, it means worthless. People will talk about gimcrack buildings as cheap or worthless. You can find that someone bought some cheap gimcrack, but often it's used as an adjective. This had me thinking about another synonym in this realm of knickknacks and gimcrack, which is tchotchke.
I like that one.
Which is a Yiddish borrowing, comes in. This one is late in the 1960s, but is one that I grew up with in my household. My dad knew some Yiddish, and we would talk about tchotchkes or tchotchkes in the house.
All this talk of knickknacks and gimcracks makes me think maybe I should go home and clear off some shelves, clean out a closet or two.
That's a good way to spend a Sunday.
Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.